Okay. Sorry for coming in through the window. Dreadful etiquette. I know. Veronica, you can't hide from me. You're really gonna try to hide in the closet? Come on, all is forgiven, baby. Get dressed. You're my date to the pep rally tonight. You chucked me out like I was trash. Honestly, just for that, you should be dead. God damn! You left me and I fell apart. I punched the wall, I cried, everything. But I realized I couldn't just let you get away. You changed my heart, Veronica. It hit me that it's high school. All those assholes at Westbrook High that messed up your mind and took you from me. So what did I do? I built a bomb. Tonight, we're gonna set it off and watch it all burn away. See? I made a petition. Everybody thought they were signing to get big fun to play at prom. Here's what it really says. You listening, Veronica? This is good. I want you to be proud of me. Listen. We students of Westbrook High will die today. Our burning bodies will be the ultimate protest to a society that degrades us. Fuck you all. Not that subtle, but neither's burning up the school. Come on, baby, I know you're in there. There's nowhere else to hide. You don't think I'm stupid, do you? Veronica, open the door, please. Veronica, open the door. Veronica, can we not fight anymore, please? Veronica, I know you're scared. Sure, I climbed up here to kill you, but first, I'm going to try and get you back. Veronica, don't make me come in there. I'm going to count to three. One, two, fuck it. Oh my God! Veronica, no! Oh, please don't leave me alone. You were all I could trust. I didn't think you'd actually do it. That you'd actually kill yourself. I loved you. Damn it, Veronica. We could have toasted marshmallows together. I need one last kiss from you, even though you can't kiss me back. God. You can't feel a goddamn thing, can you? Not my kisses. Not my hand in your hair. Not this knife against your throat. And what a pretty, delicate little throat. Why did you have to ruin it with this noose? Your skin's so beautiful. That's why I brought the gun along, too. Because I couldn't bring myself to cut you if I tried. Well, maybe I could. We both know what I'm like when I'm angry. You're still warm. At least I have a moment to cherish your body like I've always wanted to. You're helpless. You're tied up. Not the ideal bondage situation, I gotta admit, but better than nothing. Let's pop off the first few buttons of the shirt. Damn, baby. I really love these tits. I'm really gonna miss them when you're 6 feet under. And they're hard for me. Well, they kind of have to be. I love being able to grope your tits like this. Dig my fingernails into your flesh. How are you still so warm? It doesn't matter. I need to use this precious time. Wait, what was that? That noise? Did you just moan? You fucking bitch. Give up the damn act. I can see the rope around your waist. I can't believe you. You would really fake your suicide rather than be with me? You're a coward, Veronica. And I'm going to have to punish you. Oh, look at you, all scared. Where's the rest of the rope, huh? Oh, baby, there's no point fighting against me. You're the genius who tied yourself up. Do I really have to press the blade against your throat again to get one simple answer? Good girl. Wow, you must have done your research. This is an excellent knot around your waist. You had to do a good job to support the rest of your weight. To make sure you didn't actually die. Am I that terrible? Whatever, doesn't fucking matter. Hands behind your back. I said, hands behind your back. Need I remind you, I've got both a switchblade here and a gun in my pocket? Yeah, that's what I thought. See, isn't it so much nicer when you're a good girl for me? Spitting in my face, huh? Pretty bold, I gotta say. Still, let me return the favor. Open your mouth. Do it! Good girl. That rope around your wrist tight enough? Too tight. You'll get used to it. I'm gonna tie them to your lovely waist knot. And now your ankles. Oh, you look gorgeous. If I had more time, and I wasn't so fucking mad at you, I could tie you up so beautifully. Still, this will have to do. You're still wearing way too many clothes, though. You don't need what's left of that shirt. You don't need this stupid Heather's blazer. You don't need this cute little skirt. And you certainly don't need these panties. Now, how do you feel? Oh, you still look scared. But you look excited, too. You want to know why? Because even though I killed your best friend, your worst enemy, the quarterback, the linebacker, even though I'm blowing the damn school up tomorrow, even though you fucking hate me right now, nobody can fuck you like I can. You can deny it all you like, but look at you. You're completely naked and open for me to see. Your body betrays you, baby. Your nipples are so hard. Your breathing is ragged. Your pretty little pussy is soaking wet. You're practically dripping on your bedroom floor. I'm gonna take you, baby. I'm not fucking around. I'm not gonna warm you up. You're ready enough for me as is. Besides, tonight isn't about you. You're the one getting punished. So you're going to take it, and you're going to thank me. You will thank me. You will. Why? Because I'm going to fuck you and keep this knife pressed against your throat to make sure you mind your manners. Now, we wouldn't want it breaking your precious skin, would we? Good girl. Learning so quickly. Now fucking take it! God, you are so fucking sexy, Veronica. Are you getting off on this? On being so scared? You're a dirty slut underneath it all, aren't you? Perfect little Veronica Sawyer. Off to Harvard to marry a lawyer. But underneath it all, under the perfect grades, the popularity, you're always gonna be my little whore. What are you? Say it. Yeah, that's it. You take my cock so well. Look at those pretty tits bouncing for me. Oh, I'm glad you're not dead, Veronica. I'll give you that. Because now I finally get to fuck you like I've wanted to. You remember the first time? Strip cricket in your garden? I've been hungry for you ever since. And now I finally have you bound and ready to be marked and bred. That's right, baby. I'm gonna come inside you. I'm gonna fucking breed you like the whore you are. And you are going to take all of my cum. Understand? Good girl. God, this knife really does wonders, huh? Oh, fuck, baby. I can feel you clenching around me. You're about to come, aren't you? You're about to come from your punishment. You're a perverted little pain slut, you know that? Yes, yes, you are. Well, you don't get to come. Not yet. You are going to come when I breed you. Let me make it easier for you, baby. I am going to count down from five. You ready? Why am I even asking? Oh, you're always ready for me, aren't you? Five. Oh, you look so pretty like this, Veronica. I should have bound you a long time ago. It's delicious being out of control, huh? Four. Well, welcome to my world. I always feel like I'm out of control, and you crave the chaos I bring out in you. That's why I love you so much. I'd start and end wars for you, baby. Three. We're what killed the dinosaurs, darling. Two. Our love is God. One. Come now. Fucking come, baby. Come, you little slut. Come all around my cock as I fucking breed you. Take this cum. Take it. Just fucking take it. Just take it, slut. Veronica. Fuck, baby. You took that so good. Oh, yeah. Let me just free you. Comfortable? Good. Get your breath back. Forget what I said about the petition for now. We can worry and fight about it tomorrow. Come on, let's go get a slushie.